Jones.
Jake as well. 139 North Main.
So Tyler's going to.
Ilovethewell.com. Check us out. We do catering. Well, speaking of resting in the Lord and letting Him change you, thank you, Joanne. A few days ago, I met with Shem and Samuel and was confessing to them ambivalence towards the Lord. I think we all go through seasons of that, but just like, man, I'm struggling to love the Lord. You know, like what I said up there, forgotten my first love. So you're just kind of going through the motions. And so they prayed for me. They said, you know, that's one of those things you just have to ask the Lord for, and then He does it. You know, you have to be faithful. You have to ask Him, and then you have to obey what He says. But He puts that passion in you. So that sounds great. So we did that, and I got a word from Samuel about, you know, you feel great, but watch out tonight, tomorrow morning. You know, there might be something that might want to steal that joy from you. So that night was good. That next morning, we had a staff meeting. Jacobswell staff, they're all great, making sandwiches. 139 North Main is where we're at, down. So I was feeling good. And then my manager called me Saturday morning and said, hey, the fridge in the back is at 75 degrees, which we serve food out of it like that all the time. Just kidding. That's a joke. You seriously should still come. So that's bad, just in case you don't know anything about chicken. So we had to throw all that stuff away. So probably a few $100 worth of product. And I sent a picture to the staff of all that food we threw away and said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. That's another story. Somebody gave us $400 3 days ago to buy all that food with, and then it's gone. So anyway, just blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, He's got all this in His hands. And I just felt so good that morning that the Lord was in control of everything. The refrigerator was toast. We had a Freon leak, which is why we weren't open on Saturday. And that's a huge deal. We don't have the money to go buy a new fridge. And I felt like my initial reaction was, I got to solve it. You know, there's four or five solutions. I could go, you know, I got to fix it. And then it was only about 5 minutes of that. And then just really sweet from the Lord, you just need to wait and watch, you know. And I hope this has happened for all of you, too, because it's so fun. I was just so excited. I was so excited. I told everybody at the well, we prayed that morning, and I said, I know the Lord is going to fix this, but I'm so curious about how He's going to fix it, because I know, you know, you can't really see the answer coming. I had a couple really great brothers who love me. One of them's like, I'm going to go to this sale and, you know, find a fridge for you. One of them's like, let me call my buddy who can fix this thing, you know, and they're like trying to work to fix it for us because they love us. And in the midst of that, I was just like, I just don't feel led to fix it. I feel led to wait. And so we started looking online that morning for a brand new refrigerator. Just like, the Lord's going to give me a fridge. I want it to be a brand new refrigerator. So we started Googling it. We found a refrigerator that we wanted for $1,700. And then that afternoon, our staff came to Molly and I and told us that since February, we've been putting money in a secret savings account at Emprise Bank, and there's about $1,700 in there for you guys to use. We were going to use it. We're going to save up a little more and surprise you with the new espresso machine, but this is probably a good time to use that. And it's just like, I didn't cry. I wasn't surprised. It was just like, there it is. There's the answer. I'm sorry for all of you who told me that, and I didn't break down crying, but it was just such a sweet faith-building moment. Like, you know, God told us He was going to do something, and then He did something. It's really simple. It's just kind of hard sometimes. So how sweet to work with believers and be in the body for my job. And then also, just as an aside, I feel like the one of the things the Lord told me was the facts, the details change from time to time. Like sometimes He's led Molly and I to go get a loan and buy something, you know. It's not like we just always sit on our couch and let the Lord bring stuff up to us in trucks. You know, sometimes he wants us to go and do and make really wise decisions led by the Holy Spirit. And sometimes he wants us to just sit and wait for a new fridge. So, praise the Lord, huh?